General, I submit that their guidance system has demonstrated a sophisticated degree of accuracy.
You can submit whatever you want, Scheib retorted with a humorless grin. They can't reach San Francisco.
General Higgins pointed down the table at Jamil.
Are you saying those two missiles could hit San Francisco?
It's within the realm of possibility, Jamil replied.
Shaking his head vigorously, General Scheib insisted, They're Type O Dong-2s. They don't have the range or the accuracy.
Then how did they get a nuclear warhead all the way up to geosync orbit? Jamil asked. If you do the math, you can see that they do indeed have the capability.
For Christ's sakes, we can see the missiles on their pads, Scheib retorted. We can count the solid rocket units they've strapped onto their first stages. They don't have the range to reach San Francisco.
But if you do the math...
Screw the math, Scheib snapped. We've got satellite imagery.
Zuri Coggins looked from Scheib to Jamil. Do you seriously believe that those missiles could hit San Francisco? It's theoretically possible if their payloads are light enough.
How light? General Higgins asked.
Jamil hesitated. Well, according to our estimates, they could each carry a 250-kiloton weapon over the distance to San Francisco.
Well, that's half a megaton between the two of them.
25 times more than Hiroshima.
More like 30. What makes you think that's going to be their target? Higgins demanded.
Jamil was unaccustomed to being in the spotlight, and unhappy with it. He had done his analysis in the taxi on his way to the Pentagon, using his iPod's calculator application, plus a lot of figures he'd pulled from his own memory. It was shaky, but it made sense to him. Whoever launched the first missile wanted to wipe out our satellites. They must understand that the North Korean army is rushing to their site as fast as they can. Yet they haven't launched the other two missiles they've got on their pads. Why not?
Because they're waiting for the president to arrive in San Francisco? Coggins asked.
Jamil nodded. That's my conclusion.
Bullshit, Scheib scoffed. But Coggins asked,
Why would they do this? What do they hope to gain?
It's the Sarajevo scenario, Jamil replied. We've run the analysis dozens of times back at Langley.
Sarajevo?
It's how World War I started.
Some Austrian archduke got assassinated in Sarajevo, in Serbia. The Austro-Hungarian Empire declared war on Serbia. Russia had a treaty with Serbia, so they declared war on Austria-Hungary. Germany had an alliance with Austria-Hungary, so they declared war on Russia. England and France had an alliance with Russia, so... Jamil spread his hands.
World War I.
Higgins shook his head ponderously. I don't see how that connects with what we've got here.
His brows knitting slightly, Jamil explained, North Korea hurts us. We hit back at North Korea. The Chinese don't like that, so they attack us. We counterattack China. Russia comes in, and once that happens, NATO gets involved.
Full-scale nuclear war, Higgins' civilian aide breathed in an awed voice.
Armageddon, someone whispered, loudly enough for them all to hear it.
Elmendorf Air Force Base.
The GPS is offline?
Lieutenant Sharman looked shocked. The iron-gray-haired tech sergeant standing behind the counter made a face that was halfway between apologetic and disgusted. He was more than twice the lieutenant's age, and had spent most of his time in the Air Force making young shavetails look good.
The system went offline a couple of hours ago, sir.